Phase 4. Review. It's one thing to write down that you need milk. It's another to be at the store and remember it. Likewise, writing down that you need to call a friend for the name of an estate attorney is different from remembering it when you're at a phone and have some discretionary time. You need to be able to review the whole picture of your life and work at appropriate intervals and appropriate levels. For most people, the magic of workflow management is realized in the consistent use of the review phase. This is where you take a look at all your outstanding projects and open loops. It's your chance to scan all the defined actions and options before you. What to review when? If you set up a personal organization system structured as I recommend, with a projects list, a calendar, next actions lists, and a waiting for list, not much will be required to maintain that system. The item you'll probably review most frequently is your calendar. It's a good habit, as soon as you conclude an action on your calendar, a meeting, a phone call, the final draft of a report, to check and see what else remains to be done. After checking your calendar, you'll most often turn to your next actions lists. These hold the inventory of predefined actions that you can take if you have any discretionary time during the day. Projects, waiting for, and someday maybe lists need to be reviewed only as often as you think they have to be in order to stop you from wondering about them. The critical success factor, the weekly review. Everything that might potentially require action must be reviewed on a frequent enough basis to keep your mind from taking back the job of remembering and reminding. In my experience, that translates into a behavior critical for success, the weekly review. All of your open loops, projects, active project plans, and next actions, agendas, waiting for, and even someday maybe lists should be reviewed once a week. If you're like most people, you've found that things can get relatively out of control during the course of a few days. That's to be expected. You wouldn't want to distract yourself from too much of the work at hand in an effort to stay totally squeaky clean all the time. But in order to afford the luxury of getting on a roll with confidence, you'll probably need to clean house once a week. The weekly review is the time to gather and process all your stuff, review your system, update your lists, and get clean, clear, current, and complete.